Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the amazing Rico Bronya podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas from Rico Bronya. Well, hope everybody's having a wonderful holiday. This Rico Bronya on this wonderful, joyous holiday season is about last second Christmas or Hanukkah gifts. Because I know sometimes you get to that tis the season moment and you're like, oh my God, I didn't get a gift. The easiest pivot to an awesome gift is a New York Mets road trip. So we will go through the New York Mets schedule together and we will rank the road trips in terms of going to them, in terms of traveling to that city and going to see that stadium. So get ready for a sleigh ride. I'm so cheesy. Get ready to go through a sleigh ride together through potential Met road trips. We'll start in March. Well, actually, we'll start in February because spring training starts incredibly early this year. The first day of spring training is February 21st when the New York Mets will play the Miami Marlins at Clover Park in Point St. Lucie, Florida. Spring training is always a nice trip to make. It's quiet. It's easy. The prices can be affordable. In terms of ticket prices, they're very affordable. In terms of flying down to Florida, if you need to fly, as long as you avoid spring break or winter break, I guess it would be winter break if it's February and March, the prices can be affordable. But what I love about spring training, and we took here, is that it's calm. You watch a baseball game, there is pressure. You don't get mad if the Mets lose. You don't get overly excited if the Mets win. And you also get to see a lot of our young prospects, which is why I love going to road spring training games even more. And keep that in mind. If you went down for the first spring training game on February 21st, not a good idea, because the next day they go to Tampa to take on the New York Yankees. That is a pain in the rear end of a trip. You're driving through the swamps. It takes about 2.5 to 3 hours. So the best weekend to go, if I'm giving you advice, would actually be the following weekend, where they play back-to-back home games on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, February 28th and March 1st, against the Nationals and the Astros. That's the best time. The other weekend that's appealing is the following weekend, because on Saturday, they're in Jupiter, Florida, which is a stone's throw away from Port St. Lucie. And then on Sunday, they do play the Yankees in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I wouldn't go any later than that. Because the problem with spring training, when you get to like the third week, is it's boring and we're over it. So my advice always is go early if you're going to make the trip to spring training. As far as the early season is concerned, I hate this. I'm going to be honest with you. The first road trip of the Mets season is a freaking awesome trip. Problem is, it's late March, early April. So unless you're able to take a week off, which I guess some may be able to do, you can't make this trip. They go to St. Louis on March 30th, April 1st, March 31st, and April 1st. Two night games and a day game. St. Louis is a wonderful city. I went there about a decade ago, actually drove there, took a long time. I'd advise you to fly. But seeing the arch is a lot of fun. And the stadium is a solid stadium. Plus, they appreciate their history. They have a St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame that is either attached to the ballpark or across the street. I can't seem to remember because it's been 10 years. Beautiful ballpark, nice quaint city. The arch is fun. My only advice about the arch, and this is big, go to the museum in the arch, learn about Lewis and Clark. Do not go up the arch. Going up the arch is one of the most overrated activities in the United States of America. And I'll be specific. I'm not just going to tell you it's overrated and move on. You go into a tiny elevator, And it's not even an elevator. Like, it's just this tiny box that you sit in and you slowly go up the arch. And then when you get to the top, big deal. You got a view of the Mississippi River. Who cares? You get a view of St. Louis. Great. It ain't worth it. It's not like going to the top of the Empire State Building. With that said, I like the arch, but I like the Arch Museum. The museum, when you first walk in, tremendous. After St. Louis, they go to San Francisco. I am not kidding with you. That ballpark, and I don't even know what they call it anymore, Oracle Park, AT&T Park, Pac Bell Park, whatever they call it now, is my holy grail because I've never been there. And I've been to a lot of stadiums, as you'll hear throughout this, Rico. I've never been to San Francisco. It's my wife's favorite city. Let me rephrase that. I've never been to the ballpark. I have been to San Francisco numerous times. It just has never worked out to see a game in that ballpark. So every year when the baseball schedule comes out, I look at three things. I look at opening day. I look at who we're ending the season against. And I look at when they go to San Francisco. And so when I saw that they were going to San Francisco the first week of April, I knew that's not going to work out. But if you're able to do it, if you're able to do a long weekend in California, in San Francisco, I wish you can, because that's a ballpark I'd love to see. The next road trip the Mets have, they go to Los Angeles. And this is after they return home from San Francisco and play six games against the Diamondbacks and the A's. They actually then go back on a plane and go back to California. The New York Mets have a bizarre schedule in which their first three road trips all feature them going to the West Coast. We started with San Francisco. Now we're off to LA. It's early season. They'll spend Jackie Robinson Day in Los Angeles, which is kind of cool, April 15th. But three straight night games in LA, middle of April. Again, very tough trip to make. Dodger Stadium is what it is. It's a beautiful stadium for its age. That's what I would say. I have an analogy, but I'm not going to use it because I've heard that the Rico is very popular with kids and with families. But Dodger Stadium is old, and for its age, it looks very nice. The people are you really don't want to deal with Dodger fans. If you go there, stay there because they are ready to pounce. They are ready to be jerks. So be careful if you go to L.A. From L.A., the Mets go to Chicago. Now, the good news about this, and I'm talking the good part of Chicago, I'm talking the Cubbies, I'm talking Wrigleyville, it's at least a weekend. But when you go to Chicago in the middle of April, you are asking for rain, you are asking for potential snow, and you are asking for cold weather. Beningo and I went to Chicago in late May, and we froze our tuchuses off. So I guess it's a great experience to feel Wrigley Field before the ivory is green and it's just brown. And it's a great ballpark. It's small. It's in the middle of a burb. It's got such charm. So if you've never been to Wrigley Field, I would advise it. But if you don't like cold weather, I would advise against going the weekend of April 17th. After the Mets have a long homestand, in which they play nine games at home, they go back on the road. Listen to this road trip. They go to Anaheim. So again, third consecutive West Coast trip to start the season. It is a weekend, first week of May. So that's a good Disneyland Mets trip. If you've got kids, if you've never been to Disneyland, maybe you've been to the world, but you've never been to the land. That's how you can double up. That's how you can make it great for your family and for your husband and for your wife. Anaheim/Disney, Mets/Disney. They play three games in Anaheim, two night games, a Saturday night game, which is perfect. You could spend the whole day at the theme park and then go to the ball game at night and then a Sunday afternoon game. They then go to Denver, Colorado. This is another one of my holy grails. I guess you can't have two holy grails, but if you did, it would be San Francisco and it would be Denver, Colorado. I have never been to Colorado. It's one of the states I still have on my checklist. And I really want to see that ballpark. But we're talking early May. And what I've learned about Denver, I think we've all learned this because we're Met fans, and it seems like the Mets play the Rockies a lot in April and May. So we've seen it before. The snowstorms that come out of nowhere. It could be 82 degrees one day and 35 degrees the next day. It's a tough trip to make because it's a midweek series in May. So it's not ideal, but man, I'd love to see Coors Field. Still haven't seen it. They wrap up the road trip in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. I have been to this ballpark once before. It was in the middle of the summer, and walking into the air conditioning, feeling that swoosh hit your face after it's 115 degrees outside, one of the great feelings in the world. So it's okay. I mean, you know, once you see a dome, you become very critical of domes. Houston is my favorite dome, and I haven't been to all of them. I'm looking to get to Rogers Center. More on that a little bit later on this, Rico. But the Bob, which I still call it that. What is it now? Chase Field, Chase Park? I don't know. I am an original parkist. That's how I go by names. What you were named initially is your name. So that is Bank One Ballpark. That's the Bob, as far as I'm concerned. Could be a fun weekend in Arizona. After that, we get an NL East road trip in late May. Four games in Washington against the Nationals. So let me give you advice about this Washington thing, especially if you could take days off in May. It's not Memorial Day week. You're about a week off from it. It's a week before Memorial Day, but maybe you could take a little vacation. If you are planning to go to D.C., you may be thinking to yourself, Evan, I don't really need to plan it. If you live in New York or New Jersey, you just get in your car. Last second trip, 3.5 hours, 4 hours, 4.5 hours, depending on where you live, and you just go. Here's what you need to plan if you're a geek like me. To get to the White House, you need an appointment. Okay, you got to call. I think they still do this. You got to contact your congressman or congresswoman and say, hey, I'd like to go to the White House. They then do a background check on you. And you got to give like a bunch of different dates and you got to give notice. So my advice right now would be, hey, May 18th, May 19th, May 20th, I'm in the area. I want to go to the White House. And so you could turn your trip into seeing Mets Nationals into seeing the White House. I've done the trip once. I lived in DC for a bunch of years, never did it when I lived there. But a few years ago, as I was driving down to North Carolina for Christmas, I was able to get my appointment. My congressman was able to hook me up. And by hook me up, he didn't hook me up. He just did a background check and said, you're allowed, you're on any terrorist want list. You're allowed on the list. And I'll never forget about this trip because it was hailing as we waited outside the White House. And we waited there for 35 minutes, 45 minutes, just waited. And we were getting hailed on or sleeted on, whatever it was. Ice was falling from the sky. So D.C., worth going into. Then you go to Miami. Not a bad time to go to Miami. It's still not too hot there, but even if it is too hot, the ballpark's a dome. A weekend in Miami leading into Memorial Day, that's got big potential. If you're a South Beach person, great, have fun. If you just want to visit your grandparents, I'm being stereotypical, but hey, my grandparents lived out in Florida until they passed away. You get Mets Marlins. And then you got Memorial Day on Monday when they come home. So that's, I think that may be of all the trips we've started with, maybe the most reasonable to pull off. South Florida, Memorial Day weekend. After that, the Mets come home. And guess where they go after that? A West Coast trip, because they haven't had enough of them. They go to Seattle the first week of June. I don't know if it counts, but I've been to Safeco Park. Again, original Namus, that's who I am. T-Mobile, whatever it's called. I've been to Safeco Park, but it was for a tour. Never got to see a game in that stadium. Beautiful ballpark. You get a feel for it when you do the tour, but I would love to see a baseball game there. This is now a week after Memorial Day, so not sure you could pull the vacation off. And then over the weekend, the Mets go to San Diego to play the San Diego Padres. Got a Friday night, a late Saturday night, and a Sunday afternoon. Beautiful city. Beautiful stadium. I've been there for the World Baseball Classic. First time the WBC ever took place was back in 2006. And I went and I saw that final between Cuba and Japan. Solid ballpark. After that, we are now in the middle of June. We've got a Cincinnati-Philly trip that you can make. We'll start with Cincinnati. I've been to Great American Ballpark one time. Very underrated ballpark. I really liked it. It's right on the water, which is, I guess, a trend. San Francisco, obviously, is most known for it. This is right on the Ohio River, and the Ohio River is brown. So that part's not really nice, but the ballpark is beautiful, And what's really cool about Cincinnati, and you will definitely enjoy it this time of year, because we're talking June 15th, June 16th, and June 17th. So you're right near the spring solstice. I think it's the solstice. It's not the equinox. It's the solstice. Whatever. It is going to stay bright until 9 o'clock at night, because Cincinnati is on the western part of the eastern time zone, and you're right next to June 20th. So it is like the most sun you'll ever see unless you go to Alaska. The Philly trip is odd. They play on Thursday, they're off on Friday, and then they play Saturday and Sunday. I have not gotten clarification on what that's about. I'm assuming it has something to do with the World Cup. So no one wants to spend more than 2 days in Philadelphia. Philly's a day trip. You want to go to the Saturday game? Cool. You want to go to the Sunday game? Cool. That's the Philly trip. In fact, it's not even a trip. It's just going to a baseball game. That's how I view going to Philadelphia. After that, the trip I'm eyeing. I'm not going to lie to you. This is my surprise for my wife and kids. On June 29th, I'm taking off. So if you're wondering what's Evan's vacation schedule, because you really want to tune in because I'm that obnoxious and you need more Sean Morash, write down June 29th and June 30th, because this is the trip I'm eyeing. The Mets go to Toronto. They play Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday afternoon. And here's how I'm going to pull it off. I'm not just going to Toronto. I'm going to Niagara Falls. I have never been to Niagara Falls. I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls, but I've always needed an excuse. Well, here's your excuse. The Mets are playing the Blue Jays. My wife's going to be loving it. Everyone's going to love it. So join me when the Rico Bronya takes over Toronto for Mets Blue Jays. Yeah, that's the trip I'm eyeing. They from there go to Atlanta. That's not really a trip I'm eyeing, to be honest. I went to the old ballpark. Was it Turner Field? Yeah, I went to Turner Field. Man, I'm so confused where I went. Did I go to Turner Field? Yes, I did not go to Truist Park. That's how memorable Turner Field was. It was that unmemorable. That was the stadium I was at.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, it's July 4th weekend. Go to Atlanta. That is not a place you want to go. It's hot. It's disgusting. There's a reason they call it Hotlanta. After that, the Mets go to Philadelphia again, and it's the same thing. They play on a Thursday, and they're off on a Friday. I don't know what the hell's going on. Twice they go to Philadelphia and do that. Same thing. I went over it with Philadelphia. It's a day trip. It's not something you spend a lot of time with. And then they go to Milwaukee. I went to that ballpark, Miller Park, as it used to be called, one time, and I almost died. True story. I went there by myself. I was at Mets Brewers, did a lot of driving, and I got dehydrated. I was not drinking enough water. And I got up, and I was walking towards the area to get water and to go to the bathroom, and I was about to faint. And I went down to one knee, and the usher said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I think I'm going to pass out." And he gave me a cup of water, and it was like magic. So if there's any advice when you go to Milwaukee, drink a lot of water. And also, when you're there, the smell outside the ballpark is one of the greatest smells you'll ever have, because everybody tailgates in Milwaukee. They love tailgating. And so the smell of the brat, is that what it's called? Bacon. And I'm such an idiot. I don't even know what they're tailgating. Hot dogs. There you go. Sausage. All right. It's a wonderful smell. Cleveland. The Mets go to Cleveland the first week of August. I have been to Cleveland two different occasions. That is a ballpark that holds up really well, but not only the ballpark, the surrounding area is tremendous. So you go to Cleveland, and this road trip is actually like a trip and a half, because the Mets go to Cleveland and then they go to Pittsburgh. And I've done this. This is not a long drive. So what I would advise, if you want to pull this off and you live in the New York area, is to drive to Cleveland on Monday, August 3rd. You see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mets don't play. They play the next day. You get three games in Cleveland. and then drive to Pittsburgh. I'm telling you, it's like an hour and a half. It is a nothing drive from Cleveland to Pittsburgh. And then the Mets spend the weekend in Pittsburgh against the Pirates with in the ballpark that I still deem the best ballpark in all baseball. I love PNC Park. It is gorgeous. It is picturesque. You see it on TV and you know it's nice, but when you're sitting there in the upper deck and you are staring at the bridges, they don't even look real. So this entire schedule, that's the trip. I'm not going to be able to pull it off. If I'm pulling off Toronto, Niagara Falls, I've already done enough. I'm not going to be able to pull this one off. But for everybody out there, that is a great Christmas gift. Hey, honey, we're going to Cleveland and Pittsburgh. What could possibly go wrong? Then they go back to Atlanta. I'm going to skip it because who cares? Then the Mets have a three-game road trip, just a brief three-game series in Chicago against the White Sox. It is a bad ballpark. It is a bad part of town. The only reason you would do it is because Chicago is an awesome city and you want to go there. There's so many things you can do in Chicago, whether it's bathing yourself in the Great Lakes or eating deep dish pizza or staring at the beautiful buildings. Like, Chicago's an A-plus city. And unfortunately, when the Mets go there to face the Cubs, as we talked about earlier in the Rico, it is so early in the season. The weather is bad. It's not a good trip. It's a good trip if the weather happens to be nice and you happen to get decent weather for a baseball game. But a lot of the other stuff, the summer activities, you can't do. So the appeal of August 21, 22, and 23 is not the ballpark. It's not seeing the White Sox. It's you get to go to Chicago. Following that, the last part of August, August 31st, September 1, and September 2 is Tampa Bay. Pass. That, I mean, on every level, this is a hard pass. The ballpark is, assuming they're going to still be playing in this dump, I mean, who the hell knows? You know, a hurricane could rip the top off again. But if they're playing at that dump Tropicana Field, it is a mall. I went there once with Beningo. We saw R.A. Dickey's one hitter. I don't know if you guys remember that, a little over a decade ago. It's a mall. It was weird. It really felt like I was in the basement of a shopping mall. So I'd pass on that one. Their next road trip, September 7, 8, and 9, this is Labor Day, is Miami, Florida. So another chance to go check out Miami. It's funny. So they go to Miami leading into and they go to Miami coming out of Labor Day weekend. That's tough. I don't know if anyone can make that up. They go to the Bronx. That's not a road trip. That's just driving a few minutes to Yankee Stadium. And then the final road trip of the year, if you want to try to pull this off, is Arlington, Texas to face the Rangers, and then Washington, D.C. to face the Nationals. Midweek, September, not easy to get to Dallas, but those games could be huge, obviously. And you never know. Keep an eye on the Cowboys schedule because the Mets and the Rangers play on Thursday, September 24th. What if the Dallas Cowboys are facing the New York Giants Thursday night? Like, one can only hope when the NFL schedule comes out, you get a gift like that. So that is what could make that very intriguing if you get a Cowboy Thursday night game. If not, then good luck. And the final series of the year in Washington against the Nationals makes me nervous considering the final weekend of the season in 2025 was such a disaster. Of course, it finished on the road against the division rival as well. But a division rival, we have a horrible history against closing seasons out, the Miami Marlins. This is the Washington Nationals. The final series of the year is a wait-and-see trip. Let's see. Let's see what position the Mets are in. If the Mets were in the position they were in this past season, then that's a no-brainer. Then why aren't you there? It's an easy trip, as we talked about earlier with going to Washington, D.C. But if the Mets have been eliminated a week earlier, you're not going. If the Mets have already wrapped up the division, you're probably not going. Unless you want like a cheap game before the postseason begins. So the final trip of the year is that wait and see kind of action against the Washington Nationals. So just to recap, I personally am excited about Toronto. You could turn it into Niagara Falls. But the clear winner of road trip of the year, if you're looking to just do one, is August 4th, 5th, and 6th in Cleveland. August 7th, 8th, and 9th in Pittsburgh. And by the way, I just want to confirm something. As I said, it's an hour and a half away. I'm going to double check in live time on my Google Maps phone. Well, it's my phone, but Google Maps, you know what I mean. Just to see how accurate I was, because I'm usually pretty good at this. Well, right now it says there's a winter storm warning, which is causing traffic. So it says it's 2 hours and 50 minutes, but it's 133 miles. So it is a little bit further than I thought, but you're talking about two and change. I said an hour and a half. No, it wasn't that far off. So that is a very reasonable trip to pull off Cleveland and Pittsburgh. And you got to love that. You know, when you look at this schedule, this could have been pulled together much better geographically. Like instead of going to LA and going to San Diego and having those road trips completely split up, like it could have been LA and San Diego instead of Seattle and San Diego and LA and Colorado and Arizona and LA and Chicago. I mean, they could have made it easier. It could have been Dodgers, Angels, Padres. And the reason is not for the players. Screw them. They're on these beautiful planes. They're comfortable. It's for us. If you want an opportunity to pull off a great road trip, you need the geography to work. So the geography really works on Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Hopefully this little edition of the Rico helps you out and gives you ideas, not just on a road trip to see the New York Mets, but you forgot to get a Christmas gift. Honey, don't worry. We're going to Cleveland. Seems like it makes the most sense. We appreciate you downloading and listening to this very special Christmas We Need to Find a Gift edition of the Rico. We got more Ricos coming up. I remind you during this holiday season, be safe, love your family, and also watch Game 6 of the 86 World Series, because as I've said before, that is the Rico rewatchable. And coming up in early January, we will have a full podcast breaking down Game 6 of the 1986 World Series. So if you're looking for something to do, how many times have you seen It's a Wonderful Life? You've seen it a million times. It's the Rico rewatchable, Game 6 of the 86 World Series. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to another edition of Rico Bronya. Merry Christmas!
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.